Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Well, hello there. Welcome to another episode of The Confused Breakfast. On this podcast, we do a full-blown Sean-by-Sean review of our favorite movies from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. But every once in a while, one of us makes a movie suggestion in our little back channel that is met with violent disdain. A movie that one of us loves so much, but the other two hosts cannot stand. This movie suggestion nearly cracks and fractures the foundation of our friendship and this podcast to a point that we may never do an episode again. It's that bad. So we decided the only way to get past this was to put that particular movie in question on trial to see if its lover can convince its haters that it's actually a good movie. Welcome to our series called On Trial. This week's movie in question is 1993's Surf Ninjas. With me, as always, Sean Pryor, AJ Vance. So damn glad to have you here on this lovely Monday morning. How the heck are you?
Good to be here to serve some justice.
Yeah.
And I hope it will be served. Yep. I hope it will be surfed.
Oh, wow.
We're about to surf some justice right up in this dish.
Well, we need to remind people, this will be our fourth time doing an On Trial. The first one was Biodome, which, by the way, was sentenced to a year in jail. And has since been released, which at the end of this episode, we're going to officially try to set a date for Biodome to be joined back into circulation and actually get its due diligence, its justice. All Saints Day was sentenced to 9 months in jail and has been released as well.
Oh, man.
It's out there roaming the streets.
Has been birthed.
Yep. God, that scares me.
We did the movie Rockstar, which actually was a mistrial. We couldn't quite be convinced of whether it was guilty or non-guilty. We submitted it to our Patreon members at patreon.com/confusedbreakfast, and they said Rockstar is indeed not guilty of its crime. So Rockstar is also available for a full-blown review. But today,
cannot wait.
We got to put Surf Ninjas on trial. I'm sure our audience can guess who picked this movie and who hates it. We've hinted at it for a while. I think we've brought this movie up 3, 4, 5 times over the last couple of years. I, Mike Schulte, am the one who loves this movie. And whenever I bring it up or suggest it, AJ and Sean seem pretty... They either get disgusted or they either just kind of go, yeah, so anyway, did you see that Flyers game last night?
They're like, doing pretty good.
They never seem to be like, oh, that'd be a great movie, Mike. Good job. It just gets lost in the chat thread.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's just when we're always just so darn busy, you know,
man,
we're just trying to figure out things and schedule things. And oh man, we were all, lots of things.
He's like, hey guys, how about Surf
going
Ninjas?
On.
And then I'm just like, you know, movies like Forrest Gump exist.
Yeah.
You know,
we haven't done Fight Club yet. How about that, Mike?
It's a movie called Surf Ninjas. Ninjas don't do too well on the show in general. I'm just saying.
Oh, God, you're right.
I don't think there's been a great hit yet on those. But this is why we have these episodes, right? I mean,
just bring it out in the open, right?
You know what? If you're fed up and you feel like you need to make a case, then you bring it here. This is what we do. So, yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, so like my brother Tom and I loved this movie as kids. It may have probably, I could say it's top three movies that we played the most, worn out our VHS tapes in our house. Like pure joy, pure laughter, quotes, like we still quote this movie still to this day. And I feel like it's the case for the majority of people that I hear that have seen this movie, which is why I've been kind of a proponent of bringing it up on the show. I mean, without spoiling any of your deliberation, I mean, do you have anything you want to say about negatively about this?
Why? I'm just saying that you bring it up a lot and that irks me. And then we get comments and messages of like, why can't they do Surf Ninjas? Yeah. Why, we know they're going to do with these other movies. Please vote for Surf Ninjas. You know, that all of that. And I thought our audience was smart.
We say they're smart a lot of the time.
It's when you decide to take these comments and conversations public that you gain the support of those out there who feel the same way. That being said, it's not so much that I want to or do hate this movie. The problem here, Mike, is that I saw what happened with Three Ninjas, and I am not going to subject Surf Ninjas to the same treatment. Because this is it's literally, I'm almost probably positive. You know what? I know that that's not a good movie in my child's mind eye. I don't think we need to spend our time doing that.
All right.
And that's the way I feel. And I'm afraid that, I don't want to do that.
Well, you are not alone. This is a 5.0 on IMDb.
Weird.
11% on Rotten Tomatoes.
11?
Yep. Here's some negative reviews. Desmond Ryan of the Philadelphia Inquirer says, "What do ninjas and surfers have to do with each other? You got me, and I heroically sat through all of Surf Ninjas." Ooh. Kevin Ranson of MovieCrypt.com says, "No, no, 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 no." There's different inflections of
it. So you didn't like it?
Yeah, so, exclamation point at
okay.
the end.
Okay.
A nameless fan on Rotten Tomatoes says, "One of the worst films ever made. Half star for persuading Leslie Nielsen to appear in this for the few seconds he actually appears in it." Boys, I got my work cut out for me.
Yeah.
Let's set it up. Here's how it's going to work. I am going to be acting as the defense attorney for Surf Ninjas. I'm going to present a case on why this movie is good and deserves a full-blown review episode, and why AJ and Sean and perhaps our podcast audience should rethink their thoughts on this movie. After my presentation and closing arguments, I will leave the room, and AJ and Sean will debate and decide the fate of this movie. Here are the verdicts and sentences they will choose from. Not guilty means that AJ and Sean were both swayed by my elegant arguments and admit they were wrong. This movie is worthy of being fully reviewed in its own episode. Guilty, both judges were not swayed by my arguments. They still believe this movie's pure trash and should never be reviewed on this show. The sentencing will be X number of months before it can be watched again or even considered for the show. They even have the option of death penalty, where we will burn the DVD ceremoniously and it can never be watched or talked about ever again. And then, of course, there is the possibility of a mistrial. Maybe Sean swayed, maybe AJ's not. They can't reconcile. Then that movie will be put up to a vote by a jury of our top tier Patreon members. So it's time.
Let me just say that this series that we're doing on trial has never made more sense than right now, because we are doing this episode in a law office.
Very good point.
We were in the basement before, and now we're at the top.
Man. I'm going to channel my fellow attorneys in this office that just slave away endlessly, and I'm going to channel them.
Ugh. All right.
So it's trial time, my friends. Sit back, relax, form your own opinions as we put Surf Ninjas on trial. Distinguished gentlemen of the jury, I'm not here to tell you that Surf Ninjas is a perfect movie. Okay. It's not a perfect movie. I'm here to tell you that the ratings on this movie are too harsh, and it needs to be revisited and dissected as a full-blown episode of this show, because I, in fact, believe that it will make for a fantastic episode and our audience will love it. This movie received a 5.0 on IMDb. Biodome was a 4.3, and it's roaming the streets as a free movie. 11% on Rotten Tomatoes. That is higher than Blank Check and Cocktail, but both received full-blown reviews, and the episodes were hilarious that we discuss to this day.
Can I just say that?
Fine.
Biodome, you probably have to pay like $4. It's not free.
It's roaming the streets free.
It's $4 roaming the streets.
Yeah. Sorry.
On Rotten Tomatoes,
$3.99.
The fans gave it 68%. That is the second highest discrepancy of any movie we have ever done between the fans and the critics. Were the critics wrong about Boondock Saints, Gone in 60 Seconds, Empire Records, Tommy Boy, and The Mummy? Yep. And those ugly, no-talent, fart-sniffing movie business wannabes that we call critics are wrong about Surf Ninjas 2. Let's talk about these so-called critics and their thoughts on this movie. Janet Maslin of the New York Times. She says, another of Hollywood's efforts to prove that the American mall mentality is at home in any corner of the globe. Yeah, Janet, that was 2003, and because of you and your hoity-toity articles like this, mall culture was canceled, and now the economy is in the shitter, and we all yearn for the mall era. Thanks for single-handedly ruining America. I'm going to tell my children that you are the devil.
Is this a trial defending Surf Ninjas or Janet?
Janet was speaking ill will of Surf Ninjas, and I'm defending it.
I'm very interested to see where this is going, Mr. Schulte.
James Bernadelli of Real Views said, it's a real riot when a guy goes tumbling and thudding down a 300-step flight of stone stairs, only to climb back up and do it again. What an inspired comedy. Sarcasm. Oh, really funny, James. This comes from a guy funny enough to spell Real Views, R-E-E-L. So funny. Tell us more about humor, James. Let's listen to the fans, the ones we trust. Dr. Skip M. He said, loved this movie. Super fun popcorn movie. Anyone who's looking for a cinematic masterpiece is looking in the wrong place. This movie knows exactly what it is and doesn't apologize. A family-friendly action comedy. Watch it. Thank me later. Sailor Guava says, this is the best surf movie ever made. Fantastic action sequences, complex story, and the comedic elements of the one and only Rob Schneider make for a wonderfully well-rounded movie-watching experience. These are the people we care about, the fans, the people out there. We say, if this is your favorite movie, we love that for you. We don't care about the critics. They're getting paid to watch these movies. We watch these movies because we love it. But let's get into the movie. Three Ninjas meets Point Break meets Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Before you knew I was talking about Surf Ninjas and I came to you and offered this description of being able to see a movie that is Three Ninjas meets Point Break meets Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, you would most certainly say yes. This is the movie we've dreamed about. Three Ninjas, but with better fighting, cooler kids, funnier jokes, and not very many hi-yas. Director Neil Israel brought us Finding Neverland, Police Academy, and Real Genius. He weaves a beautiful story of family, destiny, and friendship. His ability for perfectly timed humor with action sequences that rival anything we've ever seen in the history of film is breathtaking. Speaking of comedy, before Rob Schneider was an animal or a woman or a carrot or a stapler, he was Iggy in Surf Ninjas, and he was
Rob
one of the
Schneider is a surf ninja. He was PG-13.
He's actually a carrot because he's got orange hair.
And yeah, Rob Schneider is a ginger.
Rob Schneider was Iggy in Surf Ninjas and one of the funniest characters of the 90s. Literally every time he says or does something on screen, I hysterically laugh out loud. I don't want to hear anything about him in The Waterboy, Big Daddy, Deuce Bigelow, or even 50 First Dates. This is the greatest role of Rob Schneider's career. Speaking of action, the fight scenes are top-notch. Ernie Reyes Jr. is not only a great actor who plays the lovable Johnny, but his martial arts skills are out of this world. team him up with his real-life father, Ernie Reyes Sr., who plays Zatch, and you have an action duo made in heaven. We must talk about the year this movie came out. You have to get an idea of what the world was like. In 1993, the world was bored out of its mind. They were so bored that an estimated 90 million Americans tuned in to watch Michael Jackson talk to Oprah Winfrey. Absolute snore fest from two of the worst people in history. The artist Prince was so bored he changed his name to a symbol. 1993 was an atrocious year of film. Three of the best picture nominees were In the Name of the Father, The Piano, and The Remains of the Day. Not only were those snooze fests considered art, but some guy named Steven Spielberg released a movie about dinosaurs. It grossed $500 million because everyone was so bored. Anyway, people were ready for laughter and action at this time, clearly, and Surf Ninjas fell through the cracks. I was lucky enough to find this movie as a kid. It brought me endless moments of laughter that I carry with me every single day. My wish is to review this movie in full on the Confused Breakfast so that I can help do my part to make this world a better place. I'll thank you, and I will leave the room while you guys can deliver it. How you would then didn't go as well as I hoped, but I gave it my best, and I'm going to leave the room, and we're going to see how it goes.
It's a valiant effort, Michael.
Will you go in the deposition room, please?
Go in the actual deposition room?
The actual
in the attorney.
You can go in and play Super Nintendo while you wait.
In the deposition.
And I actually can't close the door. Actually, I can't close the door now, can I?
Yeah,
you can.
No, just move them. Yeah, move that one.
Now move that
and
one.
And that one.
No, put that one back a little bit.
Just okay, a tiny bit.
There we go.
All right. Close the door.
Mike just farted on his way out. Really loud.
All right, AJ.
Okay, I got to whisper because I'm in the other room. It's a law office, and it feels weird that I'm pretending to be a lawyer in here. So that's why I'm going to actually do something I'm good at. I'm going to tell you about our sponsor today, Mint Mobile, after years of fine print contracts. Remember, I'm an attorney. I know fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers. If I've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't a catch. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly onto you. I've actually had Mint Mobile's service now for like a month. And I'm telling you, like, it was the easiest thing to sign up for, first of all. So unbelievably easy. I didn't have to go into a store or do anything weird in there and spend like 3 hours of my life. I did it all online. It took 2 seconds. And their service is incredible. And seriously, when you get your bill in the mail, it's like, you got to be joking me. There's a catch. There's no catch. Mint Mobile's here to rescue you with premium wireless plans, just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone, bring your own phone number along with your own existing contacts. You have to do this. You have to check it out. Like, if anything, check it out. Try it. See if you don't like it. It's $15 a month, and I promise you, I've used it. I can tell you, it's awesome. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/confused. That's mintmobile.com/confused. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/confused. Additional taxes and fees and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. I sure hope AJ and Sean are going to do the right thing here in Surfing Ninjas. Let's go find out.
I have a few things to say.
Please. Gone.
68% is what the viewers gave it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All that says to me is that this, like, we have to give this movie a blowjob and then it's supposed to owe us one.
It's how,
and that's how 68 works.
You give me Three Ninjas meets Point Break meets Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
And it's only at a 68%?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, oh, we couldn't get Keanu, so we got Rob Schneider. Oh, hey, we couldn't get Harrison Ford, so we got Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, we couldn't get Pat, it's not Pat Morita. But
you know what I mean.
We couldn't get Grandpa to be in, so
exactly.
We didn't put him in there at all.
Exactly.
You know?
Oh, man.
Okay, so the premise of Surf Ninjas, what even happens in this movie that is valiant enough to be talked about.
To be deemed ninjas going to surf for a task?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
No, they need to stop world domination. The only redeeming factors, which I can't believe Mike didn't bring it up more, was that video games is what really wins the day.
Sure.
Sega Game Gear is basically how they win this. In all honesty, kind of sounds like that could have just been done from the beginning, from the comfort of their own home. They didn't really actually have to go and surf anywhere or meet Rob Schneider. I honestly believe that. The other things, too, you know, critics are calling it an absolute laugh fest riot. No, I think this caused riots in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened, 1993 riots of Los Angeles.
You have Dr. Skip M giving it a positive review.
Yeah, I'd like to see his PhD.
And please.
Show me that diploma. I want to see it on the wall.
You can be a doctor of anything nowadays. Yeah. It doesn't mean you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I could spend 7 years doing anything I fucking want and call myself a doctor. It doesn't mean you are, Skip.
Thank you. All right. Skip it.
Yes, thank you. Right? Man. Best surf movie. Have you seen Blue Crush?
Let's go.
I like those bikinis.
Have you seen Surfer Dude with Matthew McConaughey?
See, thank you.
Come on.
Have you seen I Love You Man? They're surfing in that.
Yeah.
It's basically the same premise as Christmas movies. If they're surfing, it's a surf movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would put that up there for sure. And by the way, you talk about the 68% discrepancy as well.
Yeah.
Right? It's a huge discrepancy. We already determined that these discrepancies, when they're this far apart, means they're both wrong.
And somewhere in the middle.
It's somewhere in the middle.
And that's even bad.
And that's sometimes worse when you're reviewing a movie. I don't go and review 1% milk, okay? Talk to me about whole milk.
Please.
Or just make it skim, all right? I want to talk about the oat milk. How's that shit get made? That's a more interesting conversation.
How do you milk a nut?
How do you milk a nut?
You know?
How do you squeeze that teat?
Obviously, we're getting off track just because it's so easy to when talking about surf ninjas.
Super weird. What were we talking about? Surf ninjas? Yeah. Zero relevance whatsoever to Iowa in the winter.
We'd rather talk about milk.
fuck. Guys, let's talk about some redeeming factors of this. So this is why I expressed in the very beginning of, you know, when this came up. He's not peaking, is he? Okay.
No. He's not that tall.
He's not. Got him.
I mean, neither are we.
Chair can't even help that one. Ah, I got him. All right.
He's not in the room. This is fun.
I feel terrible. Yeah. No, like here's some redeeming factors of why, like, you know what? Ninjas have not had a good reputation on this show. These types of movies have not had a great representation in general. Anytime you're talking about like the martial arts, especially when there are kids involved, it's like, I mean, it's nails on a chalkboard around here.
And yeah, maybe it was dope back then.
Yeah.
But can we stand to have ourselves picture ourselves watching this and talking about it for at least an hour and a half?
Well, and there are some movies that, like I say, we have learned, like Three Ninjas. Three Ninjas still comes up as a fact that, wow, we really don't like that movie as adults. There are some movies that we don't really need to know if we still think they're good as adults.
Do we want this movie haunting us?
I think we know.
Do we want this movie haunting us like Three Ninjas?
I think we know. And I think here's the other things. Do you guys really want to sully the reputation, as much crap as we might give, the reputation and representation of Rob Schneider? Tone Loc. He already got the hits taken from Blank Check.
Yeah.
Leslie Nielsen. Do we really want a Leslie Nielsen movie to hit before something like Naked Gun?
A comedy saint. I mean, we've done Airplane. He's
been there.
He's established himself on the show in a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Can we really have his next representation be Surf Ninjas? Right?
Ernie Reyes Jr. is another, you know, I mean, he gave us Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
He was live action in Ninja Turtles, guys. And number two, I love Secret of the Ooze. I would rather do Secret of the Ooze than do Surf Ninjas at this point.
Yeah.
Am I right or am I right? I would rather do Naked Gun. I would rather do Deuce Bigalow. I would rather do a pencil sharpener with my wiener than have to do this. So that being said, I do believe that it's probably worth noting that I do really actually kind of want to
I'm pretty excited to watch this.
I want to watch this movie.
And talk about it.
I think I can laugh, right?
As soon as people brought it up like the 90 billion times they have in our Discord and our just messages overall, I'm like, yeah, I would move our whole schedule just to cover this movie.
We've tried putting this into I don't know how many Patreon votes, and it always comes up with the same like 11%
and here's a secret.
Voting.
Here's a secret, everybody. We want that one to win every time.
We want it to win. That's why I keep showing up.
Come on.
That's why we want it. We're talking about some comedy legends along with martial arts greats, and you're going to mix them together with Sega Game Gear?
And listen to me.
Guys.
You bring me anything with surf or ninjas in it, I'm going to fucking watch it.
Oh, no.
You know, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong at all. I want to see some ninjas fucking on surfboards.
I just came back from Hawaii. Are these Polynesian ninjas? Because that would be fucking awesome. That would be absolutely awesome.
I don't care whose ass they're kicking.
No.
I just want to see them surf and ninja stuff.
Yeah, that's all I care. If I get a jump kick off of a surfboard, I am going to ejaculate.
Yeah. Oh, weird. You inject a comedy legend in there just to come hang out for a bit?
You have Leslie Nielsen in samurai gear.
That should be the tagline.
That should be the tagline of the movie.
That gets you in the fucking seat.
It should be just that in big letters with a picture of it. And like, that's it. That's and then in Webster's dictionary, it's just the definition of happiness is the same picture.
Yeah.
Leslie Nielsen in samurai gear. Guys, this is...
We have to do this.
This is cinema history.
Like, next month.
We had to bring it to this point so that way Mike would waste his on trial with it.
Yeah.
So that way, like, we just kind of had to convince him. This is the long con. Mike's been doing this to us for, like, forever. So we finally get him back at his own game. So we are going to call him back in. We're going to hopefully do a little bit of misleading here, then we'll just simply say we'll go through all the reasons we just said why we don't want to do it, and then we will just find the movie not guilty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Yes. Yeah. Okay. Like, be super, super negative about it.
But like, do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
As far as deposition,
as far as guilty or not guilty,
we can build it up. We can build it up. I'll plead my case.
Yeah, I'll plead mine.
You plead yours, and we'll say. And so we, as the jury, find this movie.
Do you want to do it?
Take a three beat,
or do you want to like build it up and be like, we could also do it like I'll say not guilty, and then you can act outraged and be like, yeah, not guilty. We could do that too.
Okay.
Do you want to do that? Or do you want to do like all together?
No, no. We can draw it out.
Okay. Well, I want to keep him in suspense.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Michael.
Defendant back in.
Michael.
Defendant's lawyer, I guess.
God, pay attention.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say it's good to be back in the courtroom here, guys.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm ready for the delivery.
I hope
delivery?
Delivery.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
The library.
What do we got here?
All right. Well, Sean, if you want to take the lead,
I'll take the lead. Okay. First of all, Michael Schulte, Michael Allen.
That is your full name?
Yes.
Okay.
You say to entice people to watch this movie, you say it's Three Ninjas mixed with Point Break, mixed with Temple of Doom.
Thanks for giving us all the worst versions of those movies.
Are you kidding me? And then. All those movies in one should be excellent. Should be like, I will drop everything right now to watch it. But it only comes out to be a 68% viewer review.
Okay.
68%?
Okay.
Like that should be 99.
That's not even a 69. I didn't even get anything out of
it. Yeah, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
And then you have this Dr. Skip M, who was one of your witnesses.
Yeah.
Is it like, how credible is he in this? Like, what's his PhD?
How credible is James Bernadelli?
What is his doctorate in?
It doesn't matter.
Skippy peanut butter?
Yeah, dude. Fuck.
There's not a soul in this court that knows what James Girappelli does. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't know what the PhD of Skip is. And so I'm just saying it's not really a credible witness.
Okay.
I want to ask the judge if we could throw that out.
Yeah. Well, so you're disregarding fans of movies.
Or disregarding
you're saying
them
films
as
or the film critics.
Disregarding
are the only
that
ones.
Witness.
With that witness's credibility.
Okay.
I would say back to the title, Surf Ninjas.
Yeah. Regrettable.
So even you have some regrets about it.
But it tells you everything you need to know about the movie, though, you know?
What, Polynesian ninjas?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
They're from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Are they from Hawaii?
Sure.
Are there any...
You don't even know.
Are there any stakes going on in this? Like, if you have surf ninjas, are there any stakes left to even warrant a great picture out of this?
Yeah.
Ribeyes?
What kind of cut are we talking
Sirloin?
About?
Sirloin?
New York?
T-bone.
AJ,
Here's the thing. You're talking about this American mall mentality, and all I can gather from this.
Whoopsie.
Take it easy. All I can gather from this is it is. It's just fueling consumerism. Oh, let's all go buy surfboards. Let's all go buy Ninja Stars. Super weird.
Being a surfer and a ninja. Are like two of the most expensive hobbies.
Yeah,
you're gonna have moms everywhere freaking out.
Next, you're gonna have hockey golf ninjas. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, let's have more expensive crap that people need to buy.
Yeah.
This isn't a laugh riot. This
skateboard
caused,
skiers.
This caused riots in L.A. Okay. The 68%, the big discrepancy you're talking about. We already discussed this as we expressed in our deliberation. That all that shows is that both sides are wrong. It's somewhere in the middle. And if you're talking about a meh movie, then why does that get to take precedence over movies that should be on this show? Okay? And by the way, best surf movie, that's like saying Die Hard's the best Christmas movie. I think Forgetting Sarah Marshall is a better surf movie. Okay? Because it has surfing in it. See that? See how it goes? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
it's weird when
we can say words too, huh?
It's weird when the shoe's on the other hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't get Keanu. You've got to get Schneider, right? You can't get Harrison. You got to get Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I see what you're going for here. Me and Sean agree.
Yeah.
It's not an easy decision to make. I would say that this movie is... not guilty.
Well, yeah. We spent how much time discussing this? You and I.
Yeah.
What did we come up? We wrote it on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
We both wrote it on a piece of paper. We signed it, and it said not guilty. We both think it's not guilty.
Yeah. For reals?
Yeah. We just wanted you to waste your
no. It's like, how could you hate this movie?
We just wanted you to waste your trial episode on Surf Ninjas because we've been trying to get it on for like all the Patreon episodes.
Dude, it's like it's in almost every vote. Like, we have a music movie vote. Surf Ninjas is still on there. We want it to win, obviously. We want it to happen.
Surf Ninja!
Surf Ninja sounds like the coolest fucking review of all time.
Like, this, it could finally be a winner for, like, kids' movies.
Yes!
That, like, we finally watch. We're like, fuck yeah, why not?
Yeah! That's fucking awesome. That's our first not guilty.
That's our first not guilty.
Well, shit. Okay, so then, here's the question that I was not expecting to go over this. We have a couple movies that need to come out of their time served to get played on the show.
Yeah.
Biodome's the first one that deserves to be back up here, but it did go to jail.
It did.
Right. It did get sentenced. So
still on parole.
It
still smells. You know, it still smells like jail.
Does Surf Ninjas like go first? Like, we've never had this happen.
It didn't commit a crime, technically.
So Surf Ninjas gets put into rotation.
I'm okay
with
that.
I think that's it.
Like, February?
I think it's got to be. I think it would be worthwhile in February to get us out of this goddamn tundra blizzard vibe.
Let's go to the beach and surf and ninja stuff.
Okay, then I have a proposal then. Surf
Let's
ninjas
go do karate
gets
on
go,
the beach.
Go fuck. First, Surf Ninjas goes right to the front of the line, gets a review in February while it's fresh. Then we got to then decide that either Biodome or Rockstar gets put into rotation in March.
I'd say maybe Rockstar.
Rockstar technically didn't do anything wrong either. It got a little muddy, but they made it out.
Yeah.
Then it's got to go Biodome in April.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's got to go All Saints Day in May.
All Saints Day, which, you know, that got out soon.
Actually, when is All Saints Day? That's November, isn't it?
All Saints Day got out on Christmas of this last year.
It did. Christmas morning, yeah, I texted those guys.
We were going to do it.
Okay, so Friday, November 1st.
Oh, Christmas.
Friday, November 1st. I think All Saints Day needs to come out around All Saints Day.
I think it should come out on... I think it should come out on St. Patrick's Day.
No! I refuse to. No.
Come on, man.
Well, we'll get there eventually. We've at least figured out that Surf Ninjas has made it. It's escaped as it should. It is just too much fun. And we're going to give it a full-blown review. Thanks for being here. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Consider jumping on the Patreon, patreon.com/confusedbreakfast. That is where you can directly support this podcast and keep us doing double episodes per week like we've been doing. Stay tuned. Fun new episode coming on Wednesday. Don't forget to check out all our socials. Buy some shirts. Share the podcast to a friend and let us know you're so excited to hear Surf Ninjas. That's it.
Surf's up, baby.
Surf's up, baby.
I'm stoked.
Grab your Sega Game Gear and your Unlit Dynamite. Let's go.
Let's go.
Kick some ass and shred some gnar, dude.
Fuck. Okay, goodbye.
Hey, guys. I'm Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Ombudson.
And we're the hosts of your new favorite show, The Psychologist RN. Each week, we go episode by episode talking about our favorite moments from psych, sharing behind-the-scenes stories, incredible memories, and even have drop-ins from our best friends and fellow cast and crew. If this sounds up your alley, listen to The Psychologist RN on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.